Uli, sorry, can I ask from Auroville Radio some questions? What do you think about the meeting? How was it for you? How did it go?
I had not much surprises. What he was telling is what I'm saying since long, what I'm aware of.
What do you think is going to be the next step?
I think the next step should be a very intense analysis of the ramifications by exercising different options. Okay, we can go on one side and we say, okay, we pay the tax and let's see how much more money would leave Auroville compared to before July 1st. We then can do the other exercise and say, if we were to go on the other extreme, because in the past we were somewhere here in the middle, some tax was paid and some tax was not paid because we are inside traffic and so on. Now, you're either in, you're out. So if we say we want to have a common GST, which allows us to do internal transactions without charge of GST. But in order to do that, you have to change your operating methods. You have to have one central body which is taking care of the filing. You lose transparency because you are not having an invoice, you're not having a profit and so on. So it may be better to ask for a tax-exempt status for Auroville on a higher level. And then when we have that, we can allow GST applied to the subsection if other sections are enjoying income tax exemption. So it's a very complex matter because when you are now shooting very strongly for GST, you may lose your income tax exemption.
Mm-hmm. Okay? Oh, I see. Yes.
We have today, to give you a couple of numbers, our income tax savings today for our business is probably between 2 and 3.5 crores. That is money which does not leave our river. If today we were given GST exemption, no one knows how much it would actually save us. Because it's only very few transactions where you are end of the line. Say, for instance, an architect, that's why I mentioned architect, if he has to pay GST, that comes out of the SIA budget. That is 18% which is gone, leaves our river. But if Portus is buying some goods, the goods already bring the GST piggyback in, and we are adding minimal markup, then our GST penalty is only pennies, okay, because it's the credit system. So when we are sort of renting around GST, we need to get a sense how much really is the potential savings and what is the price for it. And are they conditions where you would say, well, in this scenario, we define something which allows us to avoid it, like SIA. But if we do our incense movement, we'll take it. So it's a very complex situation, and the urgency, you said, what is the next move, is that people who are capable to think it through and find the right specialist. This guy is very good, and Prabhakaran is very good. So one can talk with them. They are able to explain options to us, but we need to choose at the end of the day. We need to understand. Auroville needs to say, as per our ideas, this structure is handcuffing us and this structure will help us to grow. It's not simply a question of saving a little money. Mm-hmm. Because the money saving may have other penalties where you lose some freedom, where you lose some transparency. So it's not a simple...
So it's about to find the right structure that works for
correct.
All of us,
correct. Correct.
For different units.
And to take it much higher, you know that Prime Minister Modi is going to come visit Auroville in a few months, during the birthday week. And going to him and having a very clear vision where you say, okay, to help Auroville, it doesn't cost you anything, you just give us this status and we take it from there.
Yeah,
that is the work to do, that we are not going in there and everyone comes with a little shit. No, there is a unified, supported position from the governing board, from the working committee, from the community at large. We want to be a project of national importance. Then we get this, and this.
So this is going to be the next mission. Thank you very much, Uli. Okay. Can I ask Oroville Radio? Ask, how was the meeting for you?
Very, very interesting. Very, very interesting. I found it really... I'm coming out of this question with this meeting with a lot of questions. Because have the option and even the legal setup to be under one entity, and yet we are divided into many, where we end up having to pay tax amongst each other. And that's why I'm coming out
two
of
reasons,
this.
Two reasons, because first of all, we were not aware of it, that that would be the case.
Uh-huh.
And the second reason is, if we restructure ourselves under one GST number,
uh-huh,
that means actually that all invoices which we issue, all invoices which we receive, need to be uploaded in one system. And we are talking actually about...
But that was answered. That was answered. It can be one system with multi-users.
Yes, but it's all centralized. So can you imagine actually that more than 200 units have to give actually in time all their bills and all their receipts?
Why not?
If it can be... Theoretically, it can be set
we
up.
We all have to give in our bills
we
by the end of the month.
I'm already involved actually in consolidation just of 5 units and the 1 health and healing trust.
Oh.
It takes us 3 months before actually we get it all consolidated. Not necessarily because of the units, but because actually the chartered accountants are so overloaded that they can't actually do their consolidated balance sheet in time.
Yeah, but
I'm afraid that the same may happen also if it is centrally done. Centralization has indicates has advantages because we don't have to pay GST on each other.
But if that is well organized, and
it
right now we have,
electronically organized.
It can be electronically organized, and we have I don't know how many accountants for each unit working everywhere. These people can put their can pool their energies and pool their knowledges into one centralized office.
Yeah, it would. Well, actually, what it would mean is that each accountant, instead of uploading it directly to the GSC system, which happens now, actually they download it, they upload it directly, not directly, but indirectly to the Oroville Foundation network, and then the Oroville Foundation network uploads it in the GSC system. That's how it works.
Also, sometimes some units are late, no, in presenting the...
is the consolidation, which I see an administrative difficulty. But if it can be done...
Yeah, this is all things for me that are not 100% valid, because this all can be improved with the
I know what is valid. What is valid for you is that, okay, we are one under one PAN number and under one GST number, so that we don't have to pay taxes
I'm
to each
I'm just coming
other.
Out of this meeting with these questions.
Yeah.
I don't know what's valid or not. But I'm saying, for me, an argument saying that people are late in giving their work is not a valid reason not to try and have more collective and communal system. If individually people are late in doing their work, they have to organize themselves differently and they have to be more disciplined and given in time. If that's what it takes, then everybody
that
has
will
to...
will certainly be what it takes.
Do you think this will imply that we will pay more taxes?
No. Yes.
Because if we start charging each other...
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely. It's more workload for everybody. And we're like doubling and tripling the taxes in all directions all the time. That means it's not even like if we're one bubble in Oroville functioning inside. And we have taxes when we function outside. There is no more difference. We're amongst each other like we are with the outside. And that's something somehow that disturbs me a little bit.
Guys, what do you make of this meeting? What do you think? How was it? What did it
it's
mean
your fault that we're standing here. I think that one of my thoughts was that we tried very hard to get him to say what we wanted him to say, but it doesn't look... It looks like in general... It's going to mean a big change for
Oroville. Hello, sir. Good evening. Yeah. This is for Oroville Radio.
Yeah.
Can I ask you... Hello,
this
sir.
This is Oroville Radio.
Just a short interview. How was the meeting for you?
Yeah, I enjoyed interacting and knowing something different about this whole setup. I liked it.
And what do you think is going to be next step?
We are looking at trying to... represent to the government to exempt the Oroville from the levy of GST. We'll work towards that.
Some people, I interviewed some people, I asked questions, and they were saying that they find it strange that we are going to have to charge taxes between Auroville,
yes,
rather than in one.
Yes.
What do you think?
Yes, that's what I said then. They were not aware of this. So I told them this is how the law has changed from 1st of July.
Oh, okay.
Things are very different. We need to work.
Actually, we have been trying to tell that we are one. Because of GST, we are coming to understand that we are not one.
We are not one. We are different.
So are totally now different. Only we are understanding that we are not one.
Yes.
We are independently under the umbrella for a foundation.
Yeah.
Enjoying the benefit through foundation. But now everybody are pinned through the PAN number of the foundation. So it is coming to limelight that we sitting together, we are not able to come to a common conclusion.
Yeah.
I see. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you. Thank you.
How was the meeting for you?
You're recording?
Auroville Radio, yes, yes. Don't worry. No, it's fine.
I think it was very helpful and at the same time very confusing for the audience, because there's three layers. One is the audience, these are unit holders, they are activity holders, they want to know what to do, and it was not so clear where we ended up. But then in between there are our accountants who are trying to figure out together what we're supposed to be doing, and they're not all on the same page yet. Mm-hmm. But they're working with the FMC on that, I understand that. And then we have an expert on GST, and I think that's the new input that I wish, that we have actually an expert that is very clear on defining what is what, so that we don't imagine that we can be GST tax free for certain activities that we actually have to pay GST tax for. So I think we're getting closer, but at the same time, yes, it seems like if we really want to change the system, the structure, that's a huge exercise. That will take months and months. But I think the first step is to at least understand a little bit more from the stakeholder, from the unit holder point of view, what should we do now? And that is still not completely clear.
But it's coming back again.
That's the best I can say.
You think that taxes are going to cost more?
It depends on how you subdivide your expenses. So, for instance, if a guest house can subdivide its room rate from expenses for food, then it might actually make it easier for the guest houses, because then they can get into 12% tax slab rather than 18% or the 28%. But if you lump everything together, that is how we used to do it, then you end up in a higher tax rate. But for the guest house, for instance, the tax rate was, the service tax rate was 9%. Now it's 12%.
So it is increasing.
Or it will be 18% if you go above 2,500. And it will be 28% if you go above 7,500 per room. So it is also a technical sort of like exercise of how to redistribute your the required payments. Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's also an exercise for other units, I guess.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank
you.
Yes. Hello.
Hello.
How was the meeting for you? This is Auroville Radio.
It was clarifying on certain level and confusing in others. Not completely clear, and is not completely, not sure which direction we can take it. But it seems that they are trying to find a way that Auroville can be within Auroville exempt of tax. So it seems also that there is some chance to have some good for us. It seems that they are trying to see the governing board, to see how there is, if there is a way to make an exception for Auroville. So
yeah.
Who knows? That's the time passing and see what is bring.
And I think that this is a very good excuse for all of us to think about things that normally we are not taking care of, no?
Mm.
Because we are all concerned in all these matters, and we are just allowing some accountants or other people to decide. You know, FAMC, ABC, they should be concerned. Even the Auroville The foundation should be also present in this kind of meetings,
yes.
Because many, many good questions come, no? Anyway.
Okay, thank you very much.
Hope you welcome.
Ciao.
Ciao.
Sir, how was the meeting for you?
Oh, I liked it very much. And
do you have a unit?
Huh?
Do you
no,
have?
I don't have any unit, but I'm an Aurovillian.
Okay.
I'm concerned about this, but I find it is a right moment for us to come to feel as a one entity, Auroville. Now we have 250 or so units. That means we are divided into 250 entities. But if this is an opportunity to for us to think, to structure in such a way our all internal transactions so that it comes and there is only one GST number and one PAN and our structure should be like.
But then we need to present the accounts on time to do that, no?
Yeah. The people, those who were handling the accounts, they felt their thing. And you see, if we decide on certain things and we have to also work along that line and everybody has to cooperate, there will be certain glitches here and there, but that will be in time. We can, and suppose you didn't do it, because I am part of the same unit, same entity.
Yes.
If you didn't do it, I'll, okay, hey, what happened? Let's sit together. But that feeling doesn't come now because I have one unit, oh, it is his problem, it is my problem. But when we are all together, everybody's problem will be our problem. And as a unit, we will be one entity, we will be doing, and that is the idea why Auroville is created.
Thank you.